Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent with today's question for John. As we approach the holiday weekend to celebrate the 4th of July, the concept of freedom is on the mind of many Americans. On more than one occasion, Jesus talked about granting people freedom, spiritual freedom. Well, John, would you talk about the kind of freedom Jesus Christ offers us, and maybe a little bit about our spiritual captivity?
The freedom that our Lord talked about, the freedom that the gospel offers people, has nothing to do with the kind of freedoms that America thinks about. It doesn't have anything to do with political freedom or social freedom. It has to do with, as you said, spiritual freedom, which means some very specific things. One, it means that you are spiritually free from the search for the truth. I think that's what Jesus had in mind in John 8 when he said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." In other words, you're in bondage to the search for the truth until you find the truth. You know, a research person who's looking for a solution to a problem is bound by the problem until the solution is found and then set free. And there's a truth that's transferable to the gospel. You are bound by the struggle to find the truth of salvation, the truth of hope, the truth of eternal life. And when you find it, you're free, spiritual freedom. At the same time, you are free from judgment. You are set free from the penalty of sin, the power of sin, and one day even the presence of sin. That's the kind of freedom that our Lord is talking about. It is that freedom which is everlasting. It is eternal. And once you have that freedom, nobody can ever put you in bondage.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from the book of John, go to MacArthurCommentaries.com. Have a great 4th of July weekend.